There's so much more has to go into design of footwear today. Younger people now are expecting comfort. Famous brands, Crocs, Skechers, they become expecting of comfort, some sort of cushioning or arch support. But when it comes to fashion, the most important thing is the Comfort Co. Actually, we started really focusing very much on providing product to medical experts like podiatrists. Over the years, we've really widened our range, and we basically have focused on providing some of those key features like arch support, cushioning and fit into many different categories. 80% of people are wearing poorly fitting shoes. We focus on three things. Arch support, you've got to have some sort of arch support to provide support and stability. The second thing is...
Welcome to the Comfort Walk and Talk, where every step towards comfort is a step towards a healthier you.
We're your hosts, Ash,
Jeff,
and Ben.
Together, let's walk the talk, transforming your lives from the ground up. Okay, well, we're really super excited to be doing our first podcast, the Comfort Walk and Talk. We've just got a lot of stories to share with you about some of the reasons why we do what we do in footwear and comfort, you know, shoes and all that, and really explain to the consumer and you guys exactly what some of the features that you should be looking for. So I'm the managing director of the Comfort Co. And I would like to introduce the people that we've got here today. So Ben, maybe give a short introduction on yourself.
Yeah, g'day guys. My name's Ben. I'm the marketing manager here at the Comfort Co. I started around 2-3 years ago now.
Yes.
And I've got to admit, when I first got into the company, I had absolutely no idea about comfort shoes. I was guilty of wearing some absolute travesties on my feet. So, and now, honestly, a couple of years later, if I go a day without arch support, I can really feel it at the end of the day. So it's my job to kind of take these bigger ideas, these bigger features and benefits of what we make, what we produce, and explain them to the consumer in a way that's easily kind of picked apart. So, yeah. All right, Ash.
Hey guys, my name is Ash, and I look after the social media here at the Comfort Co, Comfort Walk and Talk. And I've been here for probably just under a year. And honestly, before I came here, I knew nothing about foot care, about how to take care of your feet, the right shoes to put on your feet. So it's been a bit of a baptism of fire, but I'm learning every day.
Thanks, Ash.
It's wild just how important it is. If you really come down to it, it's the easiest thing you can do to kind of take care of your feet and your health, and it makes such a difference. Like, since I've been wearing arch support, it's night and day. Mm-hmm. It really is. I feel so much better of an evening.
Yeah, I'm wearing arch support right now.
So. Same.
Yeah. Amazing. But I hope you would be.
Yes.
Being with us 12 months.
Yes, this is the Mia Vita Bridget.
Very good.
It's gorgeous.
No, it's a good point you make, Ben. And you know, when I started, I mean, my background, I've been in the footwear industry for as long as I've been with the company, so 15 years. And when I started, I really didn't know anything about arch support or, you know, some of those features. But I was fortunate enough to start with a leading podiatrist. He was heading the company when I started, and he was just an expert in certainly arch support and podiatry designs. And it was invaluable, some of the experiences I had. Like, I traveled to Asia with him, and he would share some of the features with crowds, and just the immediate impact that it had on people. It was amazing. So, you know, I didn't know it existed, and then it just, you know, suddenly becomes like core to our business over the years.
So what were you doing before you were in foot care?
I was actually I started as an accountant.
Yeah, right.
And twist.
Yeah, so I started actually. I was working for a big corporate in Australia called Pacific Dunlop. So we were a tyre company.
Tyre company. Good
Dunlop and Goodyear tyres.
The shoes of the car, if it were.
Absolutely. So, you know, when the tread hits the ground, everything starts.
Absolutely, absolutely. So why would you say comfort over fashion shoes?
It's actually interesting. When I first started, it was all about, oh, that's comfortable, but it doesn't look that good, but it's comfortable. And that was the whole, you know, essence. But it's changed a lot, and that's really what I love about it, is that over the years, comfort has become something that is being a major marketing thing and a major push from a lot of brands now. And now, really, the whole industry's changed, where it's all about it feels good, it's comfortable, and it looks good. And that's critical. And that's really one of the exciting things. So as a business, there's so many places. Not only are we providing nice-looking shoes, but we're also providing shoes that are really comfortable for the consumer. and provide a real benefit. So that's what I love about it, whereas it's not just it looks good.
So for some of our listeners that might not know, can you break down, you know, what a comfort shoe is? Because it's more than just a shoe that feels good on your foot, isn't it?
Exactly right. We have quite a simple philosophy. We focus on three things. One is about arch support, and that's important. So you've got to have some sort of arch support to provide some support and stability, you know, and there's some good reasons for that. And then the second thing is we concentrate heavily on fit. Fit is important. And, you know, there's a statistic that's told in many studies that 80% of people are wearing poorly fitting shoes.
That's wild.
It's wild. It's amazing. And that statistic is fact. And so if you can provide someone a really good fitting shoe with adjustment and all that, you're going to do a big favor for them. So fit's important, arch support, and then the final thing is cushioning. And those are the three principles that we operate in our company across all of our brands.
Mm. It's also cushioning where you need it, right?
So cushioning where you need it, yeah.
There's a difference, those skate shoes you had in the early 2000s that were just all cushioned. It was like you walk around with pillows
exactly.
In your feet. But it's just that the cushioning where you hit the impact, where exactly you need it. And it's all based on kind of your dynamics and things like that, right?
It is really. I mean, look, there's been, I mean, everyone, the consumer over many years, I first bought my first sneakers and you're bombarded with statements like gel and ear, you know, and they're all marketing statements. At the end of the day, what does it mean?
Those Reeboks you pumped up with that little thing on the front.
And the key thing is, as you say, putting it in the right spot. Some people need cushioning in the front, in the forefoot. Some people need cushioning in the rear foot, in the back. Just depends. And, you know, there's various different technologies now that actually can tell where people need their cushioning.
All right, so Jeff, what would you say, how does fashion merge with comfort? Because obviously, you know, we have a few brands that are fashion focused and that blend comfort with fashion. You know, what would you say to a younger generation of people that, you know, as an example myself, I thought before, you know, I took over the social media that having a comfort shoe was specifically for someone, you know, 80 plus, and now I'm wearing arch support. So, so I guess it's like, what do you say to, you know, why should the younger generation be thinking about this and be taking that into consideration when they're buying their shoes?
It's a very important question. I mean, there's a couple of facts to that. It goes back to what I was saying before about comfort. That's exactly what comfort, it's comfortable or it looks good. That was what it was. Now it's completely transformed. So for a start, younger people now are expecting comfort. They've sold brands like, I mean, there's brands, famous brands, Crocs, Skechers, there's a lot of brands like those that they become expecting of comfort, some sort of cushioning or arch support. So there's an expectation to the consumer now. You know, the running industry has created comfort in their shoes. So, but when it comes to fashion, the most important thing is you've really got to make sure that the upper looks normal. You know, so you've got to relate your designs to, you know, I mean, we travel to places like Italy and look at shows like, there's MECAM, there's a big shoe fair that looks at all the different categories. You've got to make sure you're building the right colours, the right looks and all that so that it's a normal looking shoe. But at the same time, it's almost like hidden comfort. You almost want to have it so that it's not like, oh, this is a comfort shoe that's got arch support or cushioning, but it's hidden away. It's an expectation, but it's got to look really on trend and stylish. Yeah. And that's the real difference. There's so much more has to go into design of footwear today.
Mm. And people expect it now.
And people expect it. Yeah, exactly right. So the definition of comfort is changing really to an expectation now with the younger people. And we need to make sure that our footwear looks normal for them.
The fashion is a bonus.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think that the pandemic had anything to do with that? So, I mean, you went from being all classed up, dressed in the office, all of that, to wearing your trackies every day and your slippers and this and that. And do you think that's kind of led into why there's an expectation for comfort?
I think it's a number of things. I think the pandemic had an impact of moving people, as you say, out of the office, out of the dress category. So there was a big reduction in dress shoes and work type shoes and much more sneakers and all of that. That was exactly right that there. But as I say, I think there's just a general trend in expectation of the consumer of something that makes it easy for their life and comfortable anyway. But certainly we've seen a dramatic shift into casualized footwear. And a lot of our brand designs now are all about the casual lifestyle.
I, for one, absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Suits my lifestyle easy. Perfectly, just saying.
Well, what if like women in the business sector too are, you know, you see them wearing suits and sneakers. Yeah. Like that's a trend.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah. So that's the thing now with sneakers. There's an expectation of some real design in sneakers. Mm. It's not just, you know, the days where you'd get a sneaker and it had a great big athletic brand on the side. You notice a lot of sneakers don't really showcase the logos and all that on the side anymore. It's much more about design and fashion.
Mm.
So it's fashion on a very casual platform. So that's really what's happened a lot.
So tell us a bit about the backstory of the Comfort Co. and where we've come from to get to here.
The Comfort Co., when I first started, we had like a couple of brands. And we were focused on, actually we started really focusing very much on providing product into medical experts like podiatrists. And all of that in terms of some really key products that they needed. Over the years, we've really widened our range, and we basically have focused on providing what I mentioned about those, some of those key features like arch support, cushioning and fit into many different categories. So we do shoes for older, for younger, you know, active, work, dress, you know, boots, sandals, and we've really focused on and different price points as well. We're focused on providing, you know, products that have all the intrinsic features that we need to provide a great, comfortable product, but at the same time meet the different needs and desires of different consumers and different customers.
Would you say that kind of medical background is still built into our DNA, or has it evolved and changed since then?
100% critical, because the advice that we get, we deal with over all of our markets, we deal with probably over 5,000 medical experts. A lot of them are podiatrists, physiotherapists, and all of and that. And the amount of advice and requests, because you know these people are seeing customers that maybe have some really special needs. You know, they maybe, you know, have a particular pain, or they're seeing the really, you know, some of the issues. And so they're giving us great recommendations and ideas about things that we should be doing with our footwear. And that's been invaluable in that feedback. Over the years.
What have been some other ways that it's changed? Because it's been, you know, it's still so new, this industry, in the way that we talk about it, and people are actually paying attention to it in 2024 more than they ever have. So what has changed for you in this industry, and how have, you know, as the leader of this company, how have you evolved with the change?
There are a lot of brands now that are really pushing the comfort message. So we've seen big brands and, you know, Crocs is a brand. It just focuses on the comfort message. Mm. And there are a number of brands like that. So I've seen the push to where consumers are expecting it. That's the number one thing. It's not like, oh, this is what you should have. They're expecting some of the features that we're providing in the footwear. So I've seen that. And also one of the things that's important, and it's one of the reasons why we're doing the podcast, to be quite honest, is that people are looking at real stories and backstories about the product they buy. They're expecting to be explained in a really friendly way, like you were saying before, about the features of the product and how it's going to impact them and help them. So that's one of the big changes. You know, days of going to a shoe, you know, seeing a picture of a shoe and then saying, I like that. There's got to be a backstory, a benefit for the consumer.
I think also too, for like pain points and people's issues like plantar fasciitis and, you know, bunions and things like that, that are very specific problems that people have in their day-to-day lives. I think people used to just go to their podiatrist, you know, they'll recommend some sort of, you know, fix for it, and then that's it. Now it's part of the conversation. Now we're, as you said, we're including it in all of our footwear, and that's a given where people expect it. So now people's problems and their stories are more likely to be shared, which I think is awesome. Like that.
So getting that diagnosis back in the day, saying, you know, you have plantar fasciitis back in the day, you need to wear this pair of granny shoes. For some people that are style conscious, that's worse than the diagnosis itself. It's like, I have to wear
what? Please don't make me wear them.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's a really good question. There was some great footwear provided to customers over the years, but often it sat in their wardrobe. Because at the end of the day, it might be good, but I'm not going to wear that out.
Absolutely not.
And that's really a critical point.
Your podiatrist asks, of course I've been wearing it. What do you mean? You know,
there's a term that in the medical industry they talk compliance. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. If you don't want to wear the product, then it doesn't matter how good it is.
You just won't. You just won't. So you need them to look good as well.
Yeah.
I think the cool part too is that it's becoming more accessible. You know, we, as you said, you know, you started as Vasili. Now we have products that are different versions and are more price accessible and things like that. So for people that are maybe new to this industry, I think it's great that we're, you know, no matter who you are, no matter where you are in life's journey, you've got an entry point into learning about it, you know, purchasing a product that is right for your, where you're at.
Yeah.
At that entry level, you can just get a pair of insoles and just chuck in the shoes. Vitasol.
Exactly right. I mean, one of the things over many years was, if someone wants to, you know, we say wearing a sort of an arch support or an orthotic without your shoes is just wearing one of our sandals that has built-in arch supports. And, you know, and that's a really big, you know, improvement in their life, particularly, you know, with plantar fasciitis and all that.
Mm. So at the end of the day, we kind of operate so that people can keep walking throughout their day without pain.
Yeah.
So, and you personally are not just a man that talks the talk, you walk the walk. So you walk 10,000 steps every single day. How do you think that's affected your life? And do you find that the company, the advice that you've got from us has made you do that? Or is that something you wanted to do on your own?
No, look, for a start, thanks for the Apple Watch and the iPhone, because it measures. Measurement's key, right? So it's
the accountability matters.
Accountability matters, all right?
It picks on you when you don't, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I do walk 10,000 steps a day, and it is a North Star for me in terms of exercise. If I've done that, at least I've ticked off that box. Even if I try to go to the gym sometimes and all that, but the 10,000, it's an incredibly easy thing to do. And if everyone could walk 10,000 steps a day, you can walk, you can meditate, you can do some breathing exercises, you can, you know, have a think, right? So for our business, a lot of our focus and energy is about providing people footwear that can enable them to walk 10,000 steps a day.
And keep walking throughout their lives as well.
Exactly.
Are there any days though when you just want to do that and get the Apple Watch to fake it out?
No, it's actually, you know, that's an obvious motivation, but no, I love it. I love it. It freshens the mind. It's a discipline and footwear does make a difference for that.
It is funny. You'll be with Jeff of an evening, and you know, getting to 9 o'clock, it's like, oh, I've got to go get 3,000 steps real quick, guys. So see you later. I'm off. He's around the block a couple of times.
That is the problem with that Apple Watch, he tells me.
You walked in the rain this morning though, so you're, yeah.
Well, actually,
he's committed. He's
you
very
put your
committed.
Money where your mouth is, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true. But no, it's good. I just would love that is a really key objective of our business, is to keep people active. Because it's one of the best things. I mean, it's great for just physical fitness and all that, but also just mental health and just relax. You know, if people can be active in their life, that's a big part of a healthy regime.
Yeah. That's me personally. I'm one of those, you know, coming to my mid-30s, chronically injured sort of people. So I've been trying to implement that walking a bit more into my life as well, because it is just an exercise that you can keep doing. It's, you know, the longevity of it is, if you can keep walking, then you can keep walking throughout your life. And it's something that I'm really trying to build in for myself there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. No, it's important. Yeah, I mean, the other really motivating thing for me in this company is the number of people that reach out to us and tell us about how we've changed their life.
Absolutely.
And the feedback from consumers and customers about the product is amazing. You know, and they'll plenty of times suggest that they would like this color or all that, but that's great. We love the feedback. This is all about a feedback loop, actually. It's about the everyone going on the journey and really helping us make better product.
Yeah, you find that especially with your brands like Revere and things like that, where you got, we'll probably get into that a bit later, but it's multiple points of adjustment. You know, a pair of sandals that you can put your arch support orthotics in. So for a lot of these people, as we were talking about before, with your conditions you get from the podiatrist, it means sandals are out of the window, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, because they don't think about that in a pair of flip-flops that some people do need to wear those custom orthotics. So with Revere, it's great. You hear all these stories of people being like, you know, I live in Australia, I live in a really hot part of the world, and I can wear sandals again.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It warms your heart. And so I think it's a big reason why I've stayed here for so long and why I'm so proud of what it is that we do.
And that keeps people walking, keeps people out there, keeps people seeing their friends and going to the shops and living their lives rather than, you know, staying at home because they don't want to show their feet or they don't want to wear the podiatrist designed, you know, from 50 years ago.
Exactly.
You know.
So those 10,000 steps a day that we're talking about, that's however you get them, whether that's in a pair of your specific walking shoes or if you have to wear some shoes to the office or, you know, you're going to the beach and you got your pair of thongs on or whatever. It's however you want to get those steps in. You know, we have a pair of shoes for everyone to be able to get those steps.
Well, that's a good point you make. I mean, and even if you're not really like focused on, you know, doing 10,000 steps a day, most people, if they're out walking, going into the supermarket or whatever, they're going to walk 4,000 or 5,000 steps a day. You think about that times over a year, the amount of times that people are on their feet every day. And so this is really one of the nice things that's happened is that there is the shoe look now is making people want to wear them, right? Because that's an important thing to have the right footwear when you're walking that many steps. You know, and if you're concerned about, and so, you know, that's what really is motivating me too, is because, you know, often people, if they have to choose look over comfort, you know, then they'll happily walk those 5,000 steps in an uncomfortable shoe, and that's when they do end up needing help.
You know. That's it. So I worked in hospitality in my early 20s, and I would regularly do 25, 35,000 steps in a day because you're just around, picking up plates, picking up beers, whatever. And at the end of the day, every single day, I was, and again, you're saying, it's only for people 80 plus. I was in my early 20s. I had to put my feet on ice every single day after I come home from work. As I wish that I knew about comfort shoes back then because it would have been an absolute game changer for me.
What do your feet look like now?
I think that one might be a different podcast, Sam.
Yeah, we're not going to take shoes off.
Yeah, let's leave the shoes on, hey?
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, so we do have a pair of shoes for everyone. Can you give us a bit of a backstory about all of our different brands and, you know, who fits what?
Yeah, well, we've moved to a position where we were just buying in international brands. You know, we had a brand that we launched several years ago called Vionic, which we buy from a North American company, and that's built-in arch support. But we've also moved to a point where we make about 50 or over 50% of our product now. We actually manufacture it ourselves. The nice thing about that is that we can be very, very in line with our market demands and what the customers are asking for. So, you know, for example, we have a brand called Shoal, which is a well-known foot care brand, but we make the shoes for Shoal around for Australia and New Zealand and even Singapore.
Yeah, wow.
And we manufacture that. That shoe is a brand that has all of our sort of comfort features like arch support, cushioning, and certainly fit, but it's focused on, it's got a really affordable price point and it's got that sort of well-known heritage to it. You know, Vionic has a little bit more of a dressy element, and then we also have a brand called Mia Vita, which we've designed around arch support cushioning, but that's built for a little bit of a younger audience. But when I say younger, I say younger all ages. Because really at the end
young
of the day,
heart.
Young at heart is what we say. But it has to really, you know, so, and then we've also launched a new brand called Vitasol, which is our active brand. And it's like, it's the active side of Mia Vita is more the ladies sort of, you know, dressy, casual brand. Vitasol is our active brand. So we have walkers in that. We have, you know, nice beach flip-flops and then, you know, what we call recovery flip-flops. And that's, again, that's all ages, young, all ages. So we're trying to make sure we have product because, you know, a product for a certain age group necessarily doesn't relate to another age group. So you have to make sure you have different products that suit different age groups and different needs.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at it. And it's a real, real special ingredient that we have that we manufacture half of our products. So we have really good control over the supply lines and the development. And a lot of brands, will bring in the trends from, say, North America or Europe, and they won't necessarily bring in the local Australian sort of flavour to it, which is a nice thing that we can build into our product.
So, Jeff, tell us what is next for Global Footcare.
Well, really excited that we've got a whole new collection around our Mia Vita brand that's arriving in summer, and that's all built around casual, youthful, but all ages sandals. It's going to be really exciting for the market. That launches in August, and that has got a whole new bunch of design elements. You know, I traveled to Europe and last year, and we've built a lot of what we saw as the trends into these shoes. So it has all those things about looking good, but some of the comfort features are amazing. So I'm really excited about that. We're putting a lot of energy into that launch.
It is exciting with Mia Vita as well. I've been on shoot with some of the photo shoots and stuff that we've had before. And some of the big feedback there is every time one of the models puts on a pair of Mia Vita shoes, wow, this is comfortable, is the reaction every single time. And it's almost a shame that I can't wear any. You don't make them my size, well, unfortunately, Jeff. Is that what's coming next for the company as well? Or?
Well, you know, we are talking about men's designs and another label, and that's probably a year or so out. But on that point about the shoes looking good, you know, we get fit trials coming in from the factories, and they come in and, you know, they get fitted on a few people in the office and, you know, family and all that. And by the time the first fit, they've gone. They've gone. They've vanished.
Shoes are missing.
Where is that shoe? I've taken it, thanks.
I'm going to take these ones home as well.
Yeah.
Sneak them away. Yeah.
Yeah, no. So we're really excited about that. That's about evolving our business. We've got to really make sure we're evolving what the customer wants.
Okay, so I think that about covers it for our first episode of Comfort Walk and Talk. Really excited for what's to come. We're going to cover a lot of really in-depth bits, specifics about, you know, what makes us special and what makes our shoes special for our customers. So as you were saying before, you know, we do change life with footwear, and we want to show the people how we can change theirs.
I think we crushed our first episode, guys.
Thanks.
Nailed it.
Very good.
See you next time.
Thank you. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Comfort Walk and Talk. If this episode has stepped up your foot care game, we'd love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform so you never miss a step on your journey to comfort.
And for more insights, follow us at our social channels at the Comfort Walk and Talk. Walk comfortably until we meet again.